Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I got to change that. It's supposed to be your host, Elisa Profumo.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I think it's time to make a new intro for the show, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And I've been using this intro forever. I think it's time to freshen it up. Okay, so welcome to Casual Friday. Simply the most popular show on the Superhuman Radio Network. And you know why that is. It's because the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo is at the helm. Her voice seems to calm people. My voice seems to rattle the crap out of people.
So we make a good combo.
Who said that? Who said that? We have to find that post. We'll read it later.
I have it here. I have it right here.
Somebody said, love Casual Friday. Carl's already a legend. Love Casual Friday because your voice is the voice of calmness and sensibility, and Carl rattles the crap out of everybody.
No, it was Mike Brill.
Brill, yeah. Mike Brill.
He said, Elisa, okay. Carl is obviously legendary and awesome, but I just wanted to say I enjoy Superhuman Radio's Casual Friday the most because together your interaction makes for great listening, quick-tempered and passionate Carl versus level-headed and calm Elisa. Keep up the great work, you guys. Hands down, my fave podcast.
That's so nice.
Thank you so much.
And I got a really good compliment. A couple of weeks ago, I did an interview for Advices Radio with Scott McNally.
Uh-huh.
And several people called me the godfather of fitness podcasting.
You should get a t-shirt made up for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to put cotton in my jowls from now on. I'm going to talk like Marlon Brando.
Look like Marlon Brando.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway.
Marlon Brando was handsome when he was younger.
Yeah, so was I when I was younger. So we have that in common.
You're still handsome.
Thank you. I am now about 7 hours away from a 48-hour fast.
Yes, you are.
So the only thing I'm using is this new ketone salt that we have a sponsor on the Superhuman Radio website called Keto OS. And I know what people are going to say. Carl, you hate MLMs. And Keto OS is an MLM. But here's the difference. Most MLMs take a product that should sell for $1 and sell it for $10 so that the $9 can go to the greedy, hungry people in the middle who want to make money selling the product, where you should be paying $1 for the product. Keto OS is selling a serving of ketone salts about the same price that Patrick Arnold sells it for, everybody else that's making ketone salts right now. It's like between $3 and $5 a serving. And it tastes good, right? It doesn't taste like salt and sodium and it's individually packaged so I can take it with me. So when I want to drink, I've had two Keto OS's a day for the past two yesterday and I'll have two today and this will be my 48 hours into fast and I am doing this effortlessly. This is no caffeine, clear-headed, I'm functioning. Now, I grant it, when I fast, I don't sleep deep, but I feel rested when I wake up. It's bizarre. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's because my body is running on different types of energy like ketones. But this is an effortless 48-hour fast thanks to Keto OS.
And one thing I noticed when I tried it, the mental fog, it's just gone. You have this mental clarity and this sense of wellness that you don't usually get. And I told Carl, I said, this will be great for older women
that are going through menopause,
yeah, that absolutely aren't hormonally optimized, yeah, because they experience brain fog.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with insulin resistance, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. That's what, I mean, hot flashes. You know, you have transient insulin resistance in these women because of the imbalances of estrogen to progesterone. And so, and then you also have vasodilating effects of those two hormones that are in constant tug of war. So these poor women, they end up with hypoglycemia and the sweats and everything that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And brain fog is part of that first thing in the morning because cortisol doesn't come up fast enough for these women. They just don't have the ability to push the glucose into the brain cells first thing in the morning. Well, guess what? You don't need glucose if you have ketones. And if you have a relative that's starting to develop dementia, There's a banner ad. They're going to have a new banner ad up later on tonight. It's the wrong banner ad. It says $14.99. There is no $14.99 deal. It's actually $25 for a five-day experience. It's five packs.
Five packages and, for 25.
Yeah, and you and give it to somebody who has dementia and wait 30 minutes and watch what happens. Watch to see if the lights go back on in their brain. I got to believe that it will. All the research shows that butyrate is actually reversing some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
Yes, I read several articles on or studies yesterday. Now, some I'm doing PubMed about that.
Yeah, I'm doing this for my gut, okay? So I'm doing a metabolic reset right now. This 48-hour fast with only the Keto OS is purposeful because butyrate has some sort of magical benefits to the microbiome in the stomach. So I'm not processing any food. I'm giving myself butyrate a couple times a day, and I'm letting those microbes just kind of chill a little bit.
And also, too, I wanted to mention that the Dominic D'Agostino, Jeff Volek, they're all behind this product, too.
Keto OS, yeah.
Keto OS, because they have they're having a leadership conference here in Louisville.
Yeah, we're going to get together with them.
And Dominic D'Agostino is going to be there speaking, and Jeff Volek.
I don't think Dr. Seyfried's going to make this one, but he made the previous one that they had. So
yes,
he's involved with them too. And again, it's because this is a consumer-ready ketone product. Instead of it being like only the elite sports people want to down three caps of this high sodium, high potassium, really, really gut-wrenching stuff. Like, people tell me all the time that a lot of the ketone salts they take make them nauseous, and they do that to me too. This doesn't. You mix it with water, you shake it up, you drink it down, and it's like, it tastes good too. So,
yes.
Yeah, check it out. The banner ad will change later tonight, but it's $25 for a five-pack, so you can check it out for 1 week and see what it does for you.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, so
who's in the news again? I love her.
The world's hatest celebrity, Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's the world's hated celebrity? She has.
Well, my super fan Christina sent me this a while back. I don't think we discussed it, but Gwyneth Paltrow can't believe she's the most hated celebrity.
Well, because you know why she doesn't understand? Because the part of her personality that is driven by her brain is also the part of her brain that evaluates stuff. So she doesn't understand that people hate her because she does and says stupid stuff. Like, she endorses a personal trainer who really led to her osteoporosis. So, and now she's back out there talking about vaginal steaming again.
Yes, she is. She was at an appearance at Credo, which is a clean beauty store. And she had someone ask her about an unusual beauty treatment to recommend to her, an unusual beauty treatment. And she said, try vaginal steaming.
This is bizarre to me. First of all, steaming your vagina can burn you. I mean, if you don't do it right, if you're too close to the steam, this could burn very, very delicate mucosal tissue, number one. Number two, if you're using tap water, you're basically atomizing and vaporizing chemicals, and you're sending those up into your vagina. Now, I'm sure that Gwyneth doesn't do that. I'm sure that she has the most pristine filtered water that she uses for her vaginal steaming, right? But this is just silliness. Steam your vagina?
Well, and this article talks about how Paltrow is a wellness trailblazer.
She's not a wellness trailblazer. She's
really?
She's an easy mark for people who want to promote their nonsense. I mean, the fact that she endorses Tracy Anderson, who is going to lead to more cases of the development of osteoporosis in women who follow her.
Which she already has.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Gwyneth Paltrow, how old was she? Wasn't she 40 yet and she had osteoporosis?
Yeah.
I mean, for crying out loud, you shouldn't lift anything more than a 2-pound weight. Really? Tell that to the women in the frontier that were shoeing horses when their husbands were out on the ranch. I mean, give me a break. This is just nonsense. And the problem with this is this. Celebrities, they're great at something, and then all of a sudden we think they're geniuses. They're not geniuses. A lot of them are just dumb. There's some smart ones, too. Don't get me wrong. But stick to acting. Just stick to acting.
So it says here in this article about her being the most hated celebrity. She said, first of all, I was like, I'm the most hated celebrity, more than like Chris Brown. What did I do? All I can do is be my authentic self, but I think there are things about me that make people draw conclusions.
No, your authentic self is annoying. That's the problem.
The perception that I grew up very wealthy. Well, let's know that both of her parents were actors.
But that's not even the issue. When she opens her mouth, sheer stupid comes out, except when she's reading a script. When she's reading a script, she's great. But when she's using her own brain to form sentences, she says stupid stuff. I mean, give me a break, Gwyneth.
She said she was completely on her own and never had any supplementation from her parents.
So big deal. I mean, really?
Who has?
I mean, let me tell you something. If you had my parents, you would have got beat once a week, and then you would have been wishing that you had no supplementation from your parents. I mean, come on. The problem is vaginal steaming and things like that. You know, evaluate. Take inventory of yourself. Think about it. Like, really? I mean, first of all, You act like the elite of the elite. Like, women have time to steam their vaginas. Like, women are working two jobs, taking care of kids. Oh, wait, honey, I need to go in the bathroom now, boil a pot of water, and steam my vagina.
Okay, so there is a 67-year-old, Bernadette Ward sent this article to me, thank you. There's a 67-year-old doctor that they say he embodies youthful. He's uncannily youthful.
But let's be honest here. He does the things that we do
that
in
we
this
do.
Supermanation.
That's
right?
What I said to Carl.
But Elisa goes, but because he's a doctor, he gets all this credit because, like, oh, well, you're a doctor and you're doing this. That's amazing. It's like, you know how many people do this stuff all the time? I mean,
it says at 67 and looking naturally younger, Westcott has the same body composition as he did when he was in his 20s. He's only about
not a good thing.
He's a 12% body fat compared to an average man 28.
But look at his shoulders. He's got no muscle. See, this is the problem. The medical orthodoxy completely ignores and discounts the importance of lean body mass.
It says here, but the key isn't fat, it's muscle.
But he doesn't look like he has any. If he's the same weight and size as he was in his 20s, he missed an opportunity to grow some muscle. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I don't want to be the same size I was when I was in my 20s. I look like Gumby, for crying out loud.
He says he strength trains twice a week. He does endurance exercise in some form 5 times a week, whether it's cycling, jogging, or walking.
Yeah. So join the audience. How about that?
Twice a week of effective strength training is enough to maintain bone and muscle mass.
That's been shown, but it's not enough to create new muscle mass and increase bone density. It's only enough to maintain. You don't want to just maintain. Imagine if you moved into a house 30 years ago and all you did was fix the things that broke. You'd be living in a house that looks 30 years old. No, you upgrade. It's all about upgrading. Upgrade your body. Don't just maintain it. Well, that's what this is about.
Well, and then he's also talking about The Biggest Loser, where they lost far too much weight far too quickly. They lost muscle, obviously, if they had any muscle to begin with.
Yeah, that's what we said here on the show.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of backlash on that, saying that I didn't know what I was talking about, that these people were losing muscle and they were dropping metabolic currency.
Really?
Yeah, don't you remember somebody posted something about that they thought that I didn't get it? In fact, I had Alex Leaf on the show to talk about it. Oh, you don't get it, Carl. It's more than just that.
Then what was it? What's more?
I don't remember what it was. I really don't. I mean, I can't pay attention to everything, but I just remember somebody disputing this nonsense that, you know, well, look, these people lost a lot of body fat, but they lost a lot of muscle mass. Their basal metabolic rate dropped. So maybe their basal metabolic rate was, when they were fat, was 2,600 calories a day to maintain that. Well, when they lose all that muscle along with the fat, their basal metabolic rate may have dropped down to 1,500 calories a day. They can't live on 1,500 calories a day forever. The goal has to be to put some muscle back on.
Right.
Muscle is metabolic currency. It's the only thing that burns calories. I mean, the brain and the organs, I have two. That's why I said that's a Freudian slip. But the brain and the organs burn calories, but not to the degree a big, thick, wide back does, or big, thick thighs and big, thick shoulders do. Those muscles burn calories.
Well, his concept was the same as yours as far as The Biggest Loser goes. He said that they would lose muscle and gain their weight back, and it would be fat, and they would have a slow metabolism.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, somebody's wife asked me about this the other day. I know people who went on the low-carb diet, and they lose a lot of weight, but then they gain more back. Well, of course, because the weight that they're losing quite often is muscle as well as fat if they're not training at the same time.
Right.
And then they just go back and eat the way they were, and they blow up bigger than they were before. It's no mystery. It's very easy to understand. But it seems to be a mystery for a lot of other people out there. All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
We have a lot of good stories to talk about today. We hope that you enjoyed today's show. And we'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So what's next, Lisa?
So we have a guy coming on next Wednesday, Andy Mant, to talk about a book that he just wrote about the ketogenic diet.
Yeah, now he's actually, he paid me a very big compliment. He said that I inspired him to actually write this book. And so I don't know if that was a line just to get on the show or not, but I thought, okay, well, he's got to come on the show now. So,
it's because you're the godfather of
fitness podcasting. Yeah, I'm the godfather
of
fitness podcasting. And let's be honest, I've been talking about ketogenic diets in 2006 with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale before it really became popular.
Right. So on his wall, there was an article about cold-pressed raw milk method wins regulatory approval. He's from Australia. So evidently, the cold-pressed raw milk has been approved to sell
for human consumption in Australia.
Yes,
I'm so excited. So let me tell you about this. Right now in the United States, cold pasteurization is not legal for human consumption, but it's legal to pasteurize milk to feed to calves. Like, so if a farmer wants to milk a cow, save the milk and feed it to calves,
They have to cold press
they
it?
Will, they can cold pasteurize it so that everything stays alive in it, not heat pasteurize it. If they want to like store it for long periods of time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it doesn't start to go bad. And so, the FDA refuses to allow cold pasteurization for humans, even though the research shows that it's as effective as heat pasteurization in killing pathogens. But more importantly, it allows the delicate proline peptides and delicate immunoglobulins to stay intact. So they get it in Australia. They're like, this works. And now you can buy raw unpasteurized milk in Australia in grocery stores that has been cold pasteurized.
It says it's still raw milk and it retains the nutrients which are usually affected by the heat.
Yeah. I mean, I found this out because when I was developing Thrive, I wanted to find an alternative to heat pasteurization. Now, we are using what's considered low heat pasteurization, which is below, I say, I think it's 114 degrees and it takes longer. So it's 114 degrees at an hour instead of 140 something at a half hour. I forget what it is, but I really wanted cold pasteurization, but the FDA won't allow it.
The bottles of milk were placed under enormous water pressure, squashed in about 15% to remove the harmful microorganisms.
Right.
Yeah. It says selling raw milk for human consumption is illegal in Australia. But now they have this option at least.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's a step in the right direction for sure. For sure. Want to talk about, we want to move on?
That's fine.
Yeah, 6 bedtime habits that will help you lose weight. The first one is do not eat cereal before bed. I am shocked.
That's the last one.
Is it really?
Yeah,
it is?
The last one.
I am shocked at the number of people that I know who eat cereal. And I don't mean just like average people. I got a friend who owns a Play It Again Sports. His name is Sean. He's at the gym. He trains hard every single day. And he has been eating a huge bowl of cereal as his last meal for a long time. And he tells me all the time he can't get rid of this last bit of stubborn fat. I said, Sean, stop eating cereal at night. Have cottage cheese or something like that. So he promised me that he was going to stop. Our friend Howard has like a salad bowl full of Captain Crunch at night before bed. And that girl that wanted my help with her diet but refused to change the way she eats but still wants to lose weight, she has cereal before bed at night. And so it's like, I can't get over the number of people that eat cereal. You couldn't eat anything worse before bed than cereal.
So evidently, I guess Australians, because there was an article on that same page about how Australians continue to chow down on cereal with the cells of the breakfast staple, a bright spot for Kellogg's, the biggest cereal maker in Australia.
Yeah.
They have 1/3 of the market share, and it's Corn Flakes, Crunchy Nut, All Brand, Rice Bubble, Special K, Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
But
their
Nutri-Grain cereal is advertised as Iron Man food.
Yeah.
Really?
Protein is Iron Man food, not cereal. So the first one says, get your dairy on. A glass of milk or a cup of Greek yogurt. I'd rather the Greek yogurt.
Or a protein smoothie before bed.
That's dangerous. So as soon as you say the word smoothie, people pile in honey and berries and bananas and all this other sugary stuff. And next thing you know, they're not drinking a smoothie anymore. They're drinking a fruit drink.
Says it helps you build more muscle while you sleep.
There is some truth to that. Having cottage cheese would be a better
choice. Because it's casein, because it's slow.
Look how smart you are. Look at this. You got it. It's a slow protein. It's going to keep you from becoming catabolic longer. Unless your goals are different. If your goals are exclusively growth, definitely have cottage cheese before bed. If your goals are you're getting older and you want to have a healthy brain and stuff like that, you shouldn't be eating before bed at all. You just shouldn't.
3 hours before bed.
3 hours before bed.
Turn down the temperature.
This is something we do. We keep the house very cool at night. I sleep better.
There's nothing better than having a fan at night, an overhead fan. It's awesome.
So fine-tuning the thermostat a couple hours before bed can make drifting off to dreamland and actually staying there way easier. We need body temperature to drop. In fact, one of the roles of melatonin is to drop body temperature.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it drops body temperature. So this is a good one. Body temperature has to drop in order for you to fall asleep.
Schedule in some solo time. Winding down before bed can seem like a waste of time when most of us are rushed, but it's something you should do before bed. Take 30 minutes before bed. And I agree with that because, like, sometimes I'll watch the news before going to bed and it just, like, riles me up.
Right. That's right. The one thing they don't have in here, ironically, and I'm going to wait because it's only number four, set some mood lighting, right? So even without a bedtime gadget habit, bright lights coming from your bedroom window can cut down on your body's production of sleep time melatonin, interfering with sleep quality.
Get some of the blue blocker light.
Blue blocker glasses. No, but the blackout drapes.
Oh, yeah, right? We have blackout drapes. And then also there's evidently Alex brought, when he visited us, a bulb that doesn't emit any blue light.
Right. So you don't even need the glasses. But ironically, they don't have anything about wearing blue blockers.
No.
That's a missed opportunity to teach people something. Bedtime yoga. Yeah, I can buy that. Some stretching, but nothing too vigorous. And really, bedtime meditation. Sit on the edge of your bed. Close your eyes. And repeat your mantra for 10 minutes, and you'll be more relaxed. There's no doubt about it. Slow your breathing down. But bedtime yoga, they're saying. And then the last one, avoid the nightcaps. If it might help you drift off to sleep or pass out, but it won't help you stay that way. Alcohol consumed too close to bedtime can interfere with sleep quality in the second part of the night, says Dr. Scott. Because metabolizing the sugar and alcoholic beverages doesn't let your body actually rest, he says. The result is longer light sleep stages, decreased dream sleep, more fragmented dream sleep. And fragmented sleep is dangerous. It leads to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, by the way. In one 2015 University of Melbourne study, researchers said that the blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. Sorry.
Okay, so moving on, I wanted to talk about the some tattoo ink might be toxic.
Okay, let's do it. I have a tattoo. Is it toxic?
If you have red in the tattoo, it could be.
The red faded. It faded when I was young. I did have red in it.
Red ink is the most dangerous. Green, black, and blue inks are also thought to be significantly harmful.
Great. Look, I've got green and red in my rose on my arm.
According to, I guess they just did a new study over the European Chemical Agency.
Uh-huh.
They find the dyes in tattoo inks can lead to cancer. Other adverse effects include reproductive toxicity, painful itching that can last for years when the ink literally gets under your skin.
Well, I mean, I have one tattoo on my arm, and it's not that big of a tattoo. Today, people are covering their entire bodies with tattoos. I mean, it's just crazy. And you know how much it costs? I mean, people are spending over the course of years $20,000 and $30,000 to cover their bodies with ink. Think about that.
Well, yeah, but you think, I mean, the ink has to be getting into your system.
Well, yeah, it does. Like the red ink that faded on my arm, it must have been absorbed.
The FDA here in the U.S. also warns about the dangers of tattoo inks. On their website, they say that allergic reactions to tattoo inks can happen right after or even years later. It cites itchy and inflamed skin at the tattoo site and confirms that it does not currently regulate inks in the U.S.
Man. I'm glad I didn't get too many tattoos. And you know how terrible that's going to look? Some of these people who their bodies are covered, when they hit like 60 and their skin's all saggy.
Well, what about like the permanent makeup that women get. Like,
I always thought that was bizarre. Permanent eyeliner.
Eyeliner, that's right in your eyes.
Yeah, permanent eyeliner. It's a tattoo of black ink on your eye.
They also tattoo eyebrows on women.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, it's right up there around
your
eyes.
Are you really that lazy that you can't put eyeliner on a few times a week?
The eyeliner, but some women lose their eyebrows as they age.
Oh, that could be thyroid related too.
And that's why they get them tattooed on.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Bad idea, in my opinion. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro Compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Let it run a little bit. Welcome back.
It's a good song.
Yeah, there are a lot of good songs in this library. So we're going to talk about the Olympics a little bit now.
I guess tonight is the opening night.
Opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
Here's a little interesting fact. So, you know, I've been having some sleep issues, and so some nights I wake up in the middle of the night and I get out of bed so I don't wake you up, and I go downstairs to the our little entertainment room in the basement, and I'll turn the TV on and work and watch TV at the same time. And there was a public TV show on about the Berlin Olympics during the during Hitler's reign. And they told an interesting story that I was really quite shocked about. So this morning I said to you, where do you think the lighting of the Olympic torch came from? And you said ancient Greece, right?
Right, right.
I said, no, Hitler. So when they had the first Olympics in Germany during the Nazi reign, they decided that they were going to get a torch to go from Greece to Germany to establish the passing of the torch from one great civilization of amazing athletes to the new great civilization of amazing athletes. The first time we've ever done this whole torch lighting ceremony in the Olympics was during that Berlin Olympics.
That's
and we've done it ever since. We've done it ever since. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay.
So anyway, so the torch, the Olympic flame, it visits this year 83 cities, including 26 state capitals, will pass through 500 towns with 300 hosting the relay. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, it really is cool. The whole thing is cool. And we could thank Adolf Hitler for that. Thank you, Adolf.
12,000 torchbearers will carry the torch for roughly 200 meters each before passing the Olympic flame to the next torchbearer.
That's so cool. And I love the torch designs. They're getting so cool with some of these torch designs now. They're so like high-techy and artistic looking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to tell you, I'm really shocked that we're having these Olympics in Rio, given the state of the country, the high crime rate, the high risk rate, and more importantly, the fact that our athletes are going to be exposed to potential pathogens and disease-causing agents that could ruin their lives.
Fecal matter and viruses on the beach, not just in the water,
I mean,
but on the
how
beach.
How does the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, justify giving Rio the Olympics when the athletes are going to be subjected to, I mean, there's a lot of athletes that don't even want to go. I would imagine there's athletes that are not going because of this.
The beaches there tested so bad that they would be closed here in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. And these poor guys and gals have to get in the water. So the rowers, I think, are the ones that are at the greatest exposure, right? Because they're in like a lagoon.
No. The swimmers. No, the swimmers.
But aren't they swimming in a pool?
No, the swimmers, the Olympics diver, I mean, swimmers, yes, but the marathoners, they are triathletes.
Oh, the triathletes, they have to swim in the ocean.
They have to swim in the ocean.
And the rowers, they're rowing in the lagoon, and the lagoon is like a big giant puddle. It's all stagnant water.
Well, at least the rowers are inside a boat, but they are wearing an antimicrobial suit, but their arms and legs are not covered. So they've been warned to cover anything if they have like any open wounds.
Think about that.
And like, they have to wear goggles in case it's, I don't know if they're wearing goggles, but they've been warned about it splashing in their mouth or in their eyes.
So my father used to tell me, if you get a wound, go in the ocean because the salt water heals it. Think about that.
So anyway, but the Olympic waters in where the swimmers indoor, they're complaining about the water quality there too as well. They're saying that it's cloudy and there's something in it. And I can't get the article to open, so.
I just don't understand why we're in Rio for this. I really don't. I don't understand it.
Did you know that they have lifeguards that are at the Olympic pool?
I thought that was funny.
These are the greatest
swimmers in the world, and one of them may drown.
So they've employed lifeguards and around where the triathletes are swimming, where the like Michael Phelps and all those guys, they have lifeguards.
I guess it's because they get so exhausted they could succumb to fatigue and drown. I guess that's the only thing I could think of, because they're all good swimmers.
So here it says the water quality controversy surrounding the Rio Olympics is extended to the indoor aquatic center as well.
That's bizarre.
He became concerned when he saw the training pool become cloudy and soupy during the afternoon.
Yeah. I feel bad for these athletes. I really do.
He said it looked so cloudy that he was afraid there was a risk to the eye, ears, or nose of the swimmers. That's odd. Do they not put chlorine in their pools?
I guess not. I don't know. It doesn't make any. None of this makes any sense to me. Why are we letting our athletes be subjected to this? That doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't. Want to talk about the food?
Okay, go ahead.
So was it what was it this morning? GMA or one of those shows? They were talking about all the food that
it was the one Today Show. They were talking about the swimmers who eat 8,000 to 10,000 calories a day.
Right.
And she said he eats 5 or 6 eggs in the morning.
Oh my goodness, that's so terrible. It's bad for him.
5 or 6 eggs. Actually, they were talking about Ryan Lochte.
Uh-huh.
And he eats 10,000 calories a day.
And didn't he admittedly have like a food?
He's a former food addict.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now he's basically an exercise bulimic. So he gets to eat all the food he wants because he exercises it off instead of, you know, he's not vomiting, obviously. He's exercising it off.
He tweeted an image of his typical meal yesterday, which contained 10,000 calories for a typical meal.
One meal? But maybe that's the only meal he eats for the day. That could be it. I mean, he's not doing that 2 or 3 times a day. But it's chicken and asparagus. I see some good stuff. It looks like, I don't know if that's French fries. And I don't know what that casserole is.
It looks like it could be like some kind of macaroni or something. They eat pasta. They talked about the guys eating pasta. What I found interesting, though, was that he's a recovering food addict.
Yeah, this allows him to eat all he wants. So the people in the mainstream are like, oh, my God, if I ate 10,000 calories, I'd blow up. Yeah, you're not swimming 8 friggin' hours a day, dip wad. Like, of course, he's eating the fuel he needs to keep the weight on because he's working so hard all day long. I mean, all, you know, runners, sprinters, that they train for hours and hours a day on the track, in the gym. They're eating 8,000 to 10,000 calories a day, too.
But what happens when they stop their sport?
Well, hopefully they cut back on their food intake or they become fat. I mean, you can't eat 8,000 calories a day if you're not burning 8,000 calories a day or somewhere thereabouts. Just can't.
They showed a picture of him this morning, and this Ryan Lochte. He had 6-pack abs. I mean, he was pretty chiseled.
Yeah, because he's burning it all off. He's so active.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't eat those 8,000 calories a day, he would start to wither away. So that just goes to show you the hard work that these people put in to achieve this sport. But other people look at it like, oh, I wish I could eat 8,000 calories a day and stay that lean. You could. Swim for 8 hours a day. You know, Jared, the pedophile.
Right.
When he lost all his weight, he walked for 6 hours a day. He walked around a track for 6 hours a day and then ate one Subway sandwich a day. So he basically went on a calorie-restricted diet and he walked for 6 hours a day.
And it wasn't the Subway sandwiches that he lost weight because he was eating it.
Yeah, because he was walking 6 hours a day.
Right.
I mean, you get up and you stay active for 6 hours a day, you'll be able to eat 8,000 calories a day, too.
So here it says an average male, according to the Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion, an average male needs to consume an average of 2,500 calories a day to maintain their weight.
So here's an interesting discussion.
What is your thoughts on the 2,500?
It depends on how much muscle you have.
Right.
It really does. So I was having a conversation yesterday with Dr. Matt Andry.
Right.
He's thinking that for some of his bariatric patients, because he has a bariatric clinic as well, that a mitochondrial uncoupler may be the only thing that helps some of these people lose the fat. And the reason for that is they've lost so much lean body mass, going back to the Biggest Loser discussion, that some of these people, their basal metabolic rate, he says, is 800 calories a day. If they eat anything more than 800 calories a day, they start putting on fat. And it's not just because they have no muscle. They have no muscle. Their thyroid has shut down. All their metabolic processes have slowed down. They sit all day long. They don't move. So their body goes, oh, all we need is 600 calories a day to run the shop. Everything else will turn into fat. And he's saying, well, maybe metabolic mitochondrial uncouplers are the only way we can go. T3, thyroid hormone, that sort of stuff. So what does that tell you about somebody who's 400 pounds? They may have a basal metabolic rate of 1,200 calories a day, and they're eating 5, 6,000 calories a day. This is why they're getting fatter and fatter and fatter.
So according to Gatorade's nutrition and science research, a swimmer's diet can contribute up to 3% performance increase.
Yeah, that's
quite a bit in the pool.
Yes, and that's if you're not eating enough, that's going to reduce your performance by at least 3% or more.
So the swimmer, Lochte, he's a former junk food addict, said that he understands the eating healthier now and that the importance of eating protein and carbs at the right time.
Yeah, see?
Protein and, I mean,
nutrient timing. So he's getting it. Well, that's because this guy's got dietitians that are working with him that are sports dietitians.
Right.
They're telling him what to do.
Right.
Probably Alex Leaf is working with him.
They need to be watching or listening to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, that's all they need to do. But, you know, they'd learn about ketones, too. Talk about pushing endurance. Take a ketone supplement. And then you spare glycogen until later on. You'll have more endurance. Think about that. Spare muscle tissue. You thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, now think about this. This song. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. All right, we'll be right back.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Give it to me, baby. Welcome back. You know, I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You're not white.
Aw, man. Yeah, you're right, I'm not. No. Who am I kidding? anyway.
Okay, so the FDA, thanks to my super fan, Christina, for sending this article, the FDA approves a controversial new weight loss device. We've talked about Aspire Assist previously, you know, last year when it came on the market, but now the FDA has approved it.
So let's talk about Aspire Assist. So this is the basic premise of Aspire Assist. Want to eat all the food you can all the time, but don't want to be bothered with having to vomit it back up and ruin your throat, your esophagus, and your teeth? Fine. We'll just let you squirt it out of your stomach directly into the toilet bowl. Enter Aspire Assist.
The FDA cleared the Aspire Assist, which is a pump that drains undigested food directly from a person's stomach into the toilet. It is intended to assist in weight loss in patients aged 22 or older who are obese with body mass index of 35 to 55 and who have failed to achieve and maintain weight loss through non-surgical weight loss therapy.
Yeah. This is sad that we have to now bypass people's stomachs so they can squirt the stuff out into the toilet bowl.
According to the FDA, it helps patients lose an average of 12% of their body weight over 1 year period.
Couldn't they lose 12% of their body weight by just going keto? Of course they could. And they could eat a lot more keto than they could with this program here.
Critics have likened the tool to assisted bulimia or mechanized bulimia.
That's what I just said. So you still want to gorge yourself and not have to vomit it back up. You can gorge yourself and squirt it out through a tube.
So there was a video on this, and it was disgusting. It showed that you have to chew your food up really finely.
Right.
So how do you release it?
You go into the bathroom and you squirt it out.
Oh, how do you get nutrients? You don't squirt it out? Is that what happens?
Well, every now and then you don't squirt it all out, I guess, right? Or you eat a small, healthy meal, and you let that digest. Then you go out with your friends to the Cheesecake Factory, and you pound down 16 slices of cheesecake, and you go in the bathroom, and you squirt it out.
It was appalling. She was eating blueberry yogurt, and then it showed her emptying it into the toilet.
But now think about this. Blueberry yogurt is a good candidate to show you. What happens after you have a chicken breast and you chew it up? How do you get the chunks of chicken out of it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, this is, I mean, I have lost all respect for humanity. I really have. I mean, you know what? Get your friggin' jaw wired. You know, when you break your jaw, they wire it for about 6 to 8 weeks so that it can reset. So that whole 6 to 8 weeks, you have to drink nutrition. You have to drink your nutrition. They make products called Sustagen for people who have broken jaws, and you drink your nutrition. You can't eat any solid food. I say wire people's mouths together so they can't eat solid food and let them resort to smoothies and stuff like that. And that's a great way to restrict calorie intake. Now, I've talked to dentists about this. I talked to Dr. Schoenlob about this. You know what he said? It's a great idea, but it's dangerous. Why is it dangerous? He said, because if someone has to vomit and they have those wires on, they could actually asphyxiate. I says, well, what about the guy who breaks his jaw? They tell the people that break their jaw, you must carry a wire clipper with you. There's two little wires in the front that you can clip. And you can open your mouth again. I said, so why can't you tell a fat person to do that? This is nonsense. That would be the least invasive, best thing that you can do for somebody.
There's a group of doctors that are suing the FDA to remove the Aspire Assist from the market.
I don't blame them. This is terrible. But wait a minute. I hope they're not the gastric bypass people that they're, oh, we're not going to get surgeries anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. So evidently the FDA, while we're talking about the FDA, they've issued a warning about cryotherapy. Could you tell us what cryotherapy is?
It's very simple. You get in this thing that looks like a you remember the old steam boxes where your head stuck out the top?
Yes.
Okay. Lots of athletes used to use them to make weight. It would make you sweat and sweat and you drop water weight. Well, it's the same premise, but it's ice cold. And you get in there and you freeze yourself. In fact, I think Dave Pulcinella used to talk about going for them. Now, they're being used for weight loss. They're supposed to change the fat to brown adipose tissue, which is active, and it actually helps you burn calories. I don't know that there's any evidence of that, but also it's supposed to cause you to lose body fat by doing this because of the chilling and shivering effect.
According to this, the whole body cryotherapy is supposedly treats diseases or conditions like Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, migraines, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, stress, anxiety, or chronic pain.
So I think that there is a place for cryotherapy. I really, really do. Just like I think there's a place for hyperthermia therapy. But I don't think it's fat loss. I really don't.
So how is it any different than when you hurt your foot, for example, and you put ice on it?
Oh, very different. You're not bringing your foot down to that temperature. You're bringing your entire body from the neck down to a very, very cold temperature, which forces your body to struggle to keep core body temperature up.
A sub-zero temperature is ranging from minus 200 to minus 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
For short periods of time, yeah.
That's scary.
The body has to work hard to keep core body temperature at 98.6.
It's generated by liquid nitrogen.
But some people think that it can cause necrosis of tissue, and that necrotic tissue can get caught up in the kidneys and cause some real problems. So it's a very controversial thing, and in fact, Dr. William Seeds, who's a friend of the show, he counsels a lot of the dancers from Dancing with the Stars. And I think it was, who the brother and sister? Huff?
Derek Huff.
So he was promoting the hell out of this. And so a lot of the dancers that rely on Dr. Seeds for their information were saying, Doc, should we be doing this? And he says, no, wait until the science comes out. It's not safe. And they felt like they were missing out. They were like, Doc, you know, Derek Huff is saying it's the greatest thing in the world. We're missing out. He said, just sit and watch. And then the FDA came out with these negative comments about it, and Derek Huff looked like a nut.
Or here it says, numerous celebrities have done whole body cryotherapy in order to combat aging, uneven skin tones, or inflammation in the body.
And there might be some value in inflammation. That may be true. There may be. Look, I'm not saying that there's no value in cryotherapy, but we just don't know exactly what that is right now. I think, and here's what I think. You know where the magic with cryotherapy is?
Where?
You do the cryotherapy while you steam your vagina. I think that...
I was just getting ready to say, well, Gwyneth Paltrow is not on this list.
Gwyneth will get on this list as long as they put a little device to steam your vagina while you're doing cryotherapy to your whole body. Then it's a winner. Then it's a winner. And Tracy Anderson will hand you little one-pound weights that you'll lift in there, too.
What does she say? Don't lift more than 10 pounds?
No, 10 pounds. 2 pounds,
Is it 2 pounds?
Yeah, 10 pounds is too heavy for a woman, she says. She's a nut. We're going to have Trish Footed on the show. You know who Trish Footed is? Jance Footed's wife?
Oh, yeah. She was the one that won the strong
woman competition here in Louisville. She's going to be on the show. Most feminine, most sweet woman you ever want to meet, but stronger than a lot of guys. I say that's wonderful. That's what women should be. Women should be strong, not little hostages. Oh, will you open the door for me? Will you lift the bag for me? That's nonsense. That's what society wants women to be. Women need to be strong. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I get emails from people from time to time. I want to finish up on this story, and then we'll take a break.
Sure.
My uncle's got gout. My brother's got gout. I have gout. And all doctors tell them avoid protein, especially high purine proteins, like dark meat chicken, beef, and stuff like that.
Gout is a type of arthritis, by the way.
It's an autoimmune disease. It is. It's an autoimmune disease. So... But doctors tell people eat tons of vegetables. Well, now they just found out that nightshades like tomatoes and eggplants could actually be triggering gout.
The condition is caused by an excess of uric acid on the blood, leading to the formation of hard crystals in joints. I love tomatoes and tomato sauce, and so.
But you have healthy kidneys. So gout is a problem with kidneys. Now, what else affects kidneys?
Alcohol.
But more importantly, insulin resistance.
Oh, okay.
I would bet dollars to donuts that people who have gout also are insulin resistant, and they have a predisposition, a genetic predisposition, to have the kidneys fail, and this leads to the gout. And sure, maybe the meat exacerbates it, and so does tomatoes, but if you get these people, just like we learned about PCOS, right? Women who have PCOS are also insulin resistant. Get the insulin resistance straightened out, and a large number of these women, their PCOS, not all of them, but a large number of them, their PCOS goes away. So when you look at this nation, we are diabetes. We are, so many of us are near diabetic, and this is the cause of so many of these diseases today.
According to this, this came from A4M, tomatoes may be the fourth most common gout trigger food, just after seafood, alcohol, and red meat.
Yeah, red meat, yeah.
Everybody loves to kick
red meat's ass. I know. Everybody wants to pick on red meat.
We're going to talk about that after the break.
Interestingly enough, tomatoes and eggplants are of the family of nightshades. And if you've read any Shakespeare, you know that they're actually poisonous nightshades that they used to use to kill people.
Yes. I
think hemlock is one of them.
And there was some kind of a flower they talked about.
Yeah, that's a poisonous nightshade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nightshade. So there's definitely some toxins in tomatoes and eggplants, and some of us can handle it and some of us can't. You know, I'm Italian. So there's a high probability that I have polymorphisms that allow me to do better with these nightshades than, say, somebody from Asia that's never been exposed to tomato or eggplant. I mean, I've got generations and generations and generations of Italians that have eaten nothing but eggplant and tomatoes. So we've selected.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm...
You're Italian, I am.
Italian.
Sicilian. Yeah, it's kind of Italian. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Bust a move.
Bust a move, Lisa. Come on. Bust a move. We were so cool back in the 80s. Bust a move, man.
Okay, so just a few minutes ago, I talked about the new study that was just released out of the University of Adelaide, mm-hmm. out of Australia.
Australia.
Meat consumption is contributing to global obesity. And by the way, these guys are actually coming on the show.
Yeah.
They really want to
be at midnight. They want to be on the show so bad. They're going to do it at midnight.
At midnight their time. And one guy, he's a PhD student. He said that, he's used to getting up with his baby. So getting up that time for him is no big deal. So at least they're willing to come on and discuss it. Evidently they said that sugar is a major contributor to obesity, contributing 13%, while meat is contributing another 13% to obesity.
So the problem with this is that picking on meat or sugar or anything, for that matter, is irrelevant. When you look at what people are eating today, it's all contributing to obesity. People are overeating in general. We just talked about this. There are people out there who eat 5,000 calories a day and sit at a desk all day long, as opposed to a swimmer who eats 8,000 calories a day and swims for 8 hours a day.
And you know what? When you eat whole foods, so when Alex was here, I was having breakfast, and so I had like 3 eggs and I had some cottage.
Oh my God, you ate 3 eggs all at once? How dangerous.
I had some cottage cheese. And I can only use a quarter of a cup of, if I have the gluten-free oats for breakfast.
Yes, a half a serving.
A half a serving because it's too much
right.
for me. So anyway, everything I had at that breakfast, and it seemed like so much food, was only 293 calories.
Right, right, right.
You know?
So
my point is that you can eat whole foods and eat good foods.
And you don't eat as much.
And you don't eat as much. Plus, they're so much better for you.
So when they talk about meat, the first thing that has to come to the forefront, and we will get to this when the authors are on the show, is what are they defining as meat? Are we talking about lean cuts of beef like flank steak? Are we talking about Wendy's hamburgers or sausage and stuff like that? What are we talking about when we talk about meat? This is important.
So one of the guy that's coming on, he says there is a dogma that fats and carbohydrates, especially fats, are the major factors contributing to obesity. Whether we like it or not, fats and carbs in modern diets are supplying enough energy to meet our daily needs. Because meat protein is digested later than fats and carbs, this makes the energy we receive from protein a surplus.
This is not, this is, okay, so If you eat your protein first,
which is then converted and stored as fat in the body.
Look, if you overeat carbs, if you overeat fats, if you overeat protein, yes, your body's going to store it as fat. That's true of everything. No one's ever disputed that. No one said, oh, you could only eat 1,000 grams of carbs a day, but you can eat 6,000 grams of fat and protein and never get fat. No one's saying that. And plus, I eat my protein first, and then I eat my carbs. The fact that the protein digests slower also slows down gastric emptying that affects the carbs. My carbs hit my butt, my bloodstream a lot slower.
Your butt?
My butt. They hit my butt. Butt. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of assumptions they're making here. They're making an assumption that people eat their protein last.
He said that there are other academic papers that show meat consumption is related to obesity, but they've argued that it's the fat content in the meat. He said they're saying, on the contrary, we believe the protein in the meat is directly contributing to obesity.
Look, if your basal metabolic rate and your daily activity warrants 2,500 calories a day, and you're eating 5,500 calories a day, I don't care if it's protein, fat, or carbs, you're going to get fat. This is like, I don't even understand why anyone had to do a study about this. Now, if you eat nothing but protein, or you eat high fat and you leave the carbs out, you're going to have a different result than if somebody's eating carbs, protein, and fat at every single meal. We know that if you eat more than 30 grams of carbohydrates at a single meal, you spike insulin. We know that if you eat more than 15 grams of fat at a single meal, you spike insulin. Okay? So it's about how much you eat
at a single meal?
Yeah, not necessarily what it's made up of. If you're going to get fat or not, people could eat nothing but, look, if you eat 1,000 calories of sugar a day and nothing else, and you burn 5,000 calories a day because you're active, you're not going to get fat just because it's sugar. It comes down to how much you're stuffing your face with and how much you're burning up as energy. So I don't understand why people think that, a protein is, no, it all turns into fat if you're not using the energy. Absolutely.
Okay, so moving on to another controversial subject, daily flossing.
I know. I am so shocked at this. Was it the American Dental Association that came out with this?
Well, the Associated Press asked the Department of Health and Human Services and Agriculture.
That's over the FDA, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The Associated Press?
No. The Department of Health and Human Services is over the FDA.
Oh, okay.
So that's like up
They're
here.
Above the FDA.
Yeah, so the FDA is part of that, and the USDA.
The
is
Associated
part of that.
Press asked the Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture for their evidence that flossing has been proven. Daily flossing has been proven to help with oral hygiene. They've asked for the evidence of that, and they followed up with written requests under the Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
So my first question is, why are they going after flossing? Why don't they go after drugs?
Well, they're because somebody doesn't like to floss. They're like, why are we flossing all the time? Our doctors tell us to floss after every meal. Why are we doing that?
When the federal government issued its latest dietary guidelines this year, the flossing recommendation had been removed without notice. In a letter to the AP, the government acknowledged the effectiveness of flossing had never been researched as required.
So? Okay, I floss, right? If I eat chicken, because I eat the bones too. For those of you who have ever eaten with me, you know I'm not kidding. I always end up with stuff stuck between my teeth.
I guess so, if you're eating bones.
Well, and so I go upstairs and I floss and get it out. If I left that there all night and slept with that, I would end up having a sore gum. I don't need someone to tell me that flossing is appropriate at that time.
Well, if you don't remove food or debris that's interproximally between the teeth, it is going to cause inflammation of the gum tissue.
Yeah.
And the inflammation is going to keep bacteria sequestered inside the gum between
the
called the sulcus of the tooth.
Right.
And it's going to cause gum disease.
I mean, I don't need...
You can clearly see the difference in someone who flosses their teeth and someone who does not.
I don't need someone to tell me that I shouldn't floss.
And then, not only that, it starts to stink, the bacteria. and smell bad and gives you halitosis,
bad breath. Nobody wants to kiss you then.
No.
Trust me on that. Why aren't they looking at fluoride, these dingbats? Why aren't they asking, why do we have fluoride in toothpaste? Why is it there? If all these other countries, Sweden, the UK, I can't think of the list, have removed fluoride from their water because they say it's toxic. And why is it still in toothpaste that children are brushing their teeth with? That would be a more pertinent thing to go after.
The ADA and the American Academy of Periodontology, which is gum disease, gum specialist, cited studies as proof of their claims that flossing prevents buildup of gunk known as plaque, early gum inflammation called gingivitis, and tooth decay.
Bingo.
However, most of these studies used outdated method or tested very few people. Some only lasted for 2 weeks, too brief for a cavity or dental disease to develop.
You know, imagine. So let me ask you a question. Let's say you were working in the yard and you were working on the rose bush and a thorn stuck into your skin and broke off of the rose bush and stayed in your skin. Do you need a study to tell you to remove it?
No.
Okay. So this is just silliness, this whole debate that's going on. Flossing is a good thing. If you don't floss, you've got bad gums. I can guarantee it. Because there's no way to get food out, as you said, interproximally. Unless you use a toothpick, but even that's very inefficient. And that could actually damage your gums even more.
The toothpick can damage the gum tissue.
The toothpick can actually push the food up higher into the gum area.
Up or down if you're on the lower.
Yeah. So the bottom line is I don't need anybody to tell me why I floss and that it's a waste of time. What I want to know is, why are you dingbats still putting mercury amalgam fillings in people's mouths?
Well, and then also the white filling has BPA
in
it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Little known fact, right?
Right.
You know what? The ADA is one of those organizations that I just scratch my head about how they get by doing the things that they do, like fluoridated toothpaste and mercury amalgam fillings. And now we're going to debate about whether or not flossing is necessary.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm still flossing.
I am too, and I won't kiss a girl who doesn't floss. I'll tell you right now.
And just like gum wrappers, I find floss everywhere.
I know. So the other day, there was a piece of floss next to my sink in the bathroom, and I picked it up, and I said to Elisa, I'm saving this. You want to use it before I throw it away? But at least I floss. I floss. And by the way, contrary to Dr. Oz, I floss in the shower.
Dr. Oz says not to brush your teeth or floss in the shower.
Listen to this. Listen to this idiocy. Good. We have to talk about this real quick.
Because of whatever's coming out into the
he
water.
Said, he says that the shower head has mold on it. And if you're brushing your teeth or flossing in the shower, you're exposing your mouth to these molds and these bacteria. So think about this. If you've got that much mold on your shower head, your eyes are being exposed to the water, you're going to get an eye infection. This is a perfect example of why Dr. Oz should never be telling people what to do and what not to do. So I floss in the shower and brush my teeth in the shower. Then I take the shower head down and I put it on Pulsate and I blast my teeth out like a water pick.
Well, we also use the clearly filtered shower heads,
which is the best. It takes even pharmaceutical drugs out of the water.
Yes.
So And this is the same guy who tells people, when you're on a plane, aim the air jet right at your face so it'll keep the microbes that are floating around the cabin off of your face and you won't catch a cold if the person next to you has a cold and you're sitting there. And I'm like, does this dingbat know that that's recycled air? If, in fact, that's blowing the spittle in the air from the back of the plane on your face. Like, I can't believe the things that he tells people to do, and people follow him. It's unbelievable. I know, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I understand.
Dr. Oz. He's probably hurt more people without knowing it than anybody. All right, stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen, when you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay.
So there was a new study out by researchers at Johns Hopkins University.
Mm-hmm.
That found that an extract from broccoli may help to treat symptoms of autism.
Now, this is really interesting. So this research comes from the fact that children on the spectrum, their symptoms become almost completely diminished when they run a fever. And so, you know, the first thing is, like, get the kid in a sauna a couple times a day. But and this is the result of a phenomenon that happens throughout the body called the activation of heat shock proteins. So the heat shock proteins in muscles actually make muscles grow faster. And in this case, heat shock proteins in the brain, as a result of a fever, seem to suppress the symptoms of autism.
It says they trick the cell into thinking that the temperature has suddenly risen.
Well, what they're doing is by using broccoli and, quite frankly, other sulfurous compound. This is something that Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT has come on my show numerous times over the years and said, we're not getting enough sulfur in our diet any longer. We just don't. And because people don't like the smell of sulfur. Guess what a great contributor to sulfur is? Garlic.
Oh, garlic.
That's why, I mean, I've been taking garlic pills, and you said to me this morning when we were walking, you've been taking garlic. I could smell it. That's the sulfur. And so the sulforaphane, is that how you pronounce it?
Sulforaphane.
Okay. That is contributed by eating broccoli. Actually tricks the brain into thinking the temperature has risen, and it triggers these heat shock proteins, and it suppresses a lot of the symptoms of autism. Think about that.
So broccoli has a high concentration of glucoraphanin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. And that actually
converts to sulforaphane.
Right. Yes.
And sulforaphane makes the brain think that the temperature has risen. So these heat shock proteins are activated, and the symptoms of autism become less. How exciting.
So they actually gave the, in the study, they gave the autism patients sulforaphane extract.
So just pure sulforaphane extract. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And their symptoms decreased significantly, while those given a placebo stayed inside the margin of error.
So it sounds to me like adding sulfur to the diet in general of a child on the spectrum could be very beneficial.
Interesting. And Primal D.
So Primal D, which will be released very shortly, we've really got a new vehicle that's exciting. It's actually not a spray anymore. It's a cream. You'll pump it out and rub it on your skin instead of spraying it and rubbing it on your skin. So it's not a liquid anymore. Dr. Stephanie Seneff wrote me an email when I sent her the information about Primal D, and she said, this is paraphrasing, she says, I never endorse supplements, but I can endorse this supplement because not only are you delivering D3 into the skin, but you're delivering a sulfur donor because DMSO is dimethyl sulfoxide. It's got sulfoxide in it, which converts to sulfur. And she said, and then the D3 sulfate molecule can be formed in the skin because the body will take D3 and sulfate and turn it into D3 sulfur. So there's a lot of research out there that says that a lot of the really good beneficial effects of vitamin D3 come from the sulfated form, which occurs in very small amounts in the body. And she said that you've got magic here. This is a fantastic vitamin D product, which it will be back out probably in about 30 days.
Okay, so there's another study out, which we've talked about before, but I guess this is new, that people who don't have high enough vitamin D levels are 77% weaker. So this came out of the University of Tulsa.
Right.
They studied 100 college athletes. Some were runners, distance vertical leaps, distance jumpers. And the athletes that had the inadequate levels of vitamin D, less than 72 nanomoles per liter of blood,
they didn't perform as well.
No.
Yeah. And we've known this about vitamin D for a long time. So vitamin D increases grip strength in the elderly. And grip strength is a very, very close correlate to longevity. Because strength is a correlate to longevity.
So according to this article, Brad Schoenfeld said that he was didn't think that vitamin D could affect your strength that much.
Well, but I see, here's the thing.
He said the study was small and it doesn't necessarily prove cause and effect.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when we talk about vitamin D, unfortunately, in science, we're talking about a lot of different things. So are you getting your vitamin D from the sun, which comes through the skin, or are you taking a vitamin D supplement? Or in some studies, they do vitamin D intramuscular injections. The interesting thing is that depending on how you're getting your vitamin D changes the outcome of a lot of these studies.
Well, here's another study from the University of London. They did a meta-analysis of published studies of vitamin D and muscle strength. And they suggested that vitamin D supplementation significantly increased muscle strength. That's another another one.
So these are where people were taking like 4,000 IUs a day to 60,000 IUs per week. And they tended to be the stronger of the groups.
Yes.
So this was really a supplementation study. It wasn't like they were looking at people who play in the sun.
No.
Yeah, so that's important. That's important. And that came out of the UK, so that's great.
Yep.
We have a break.
Okay.
What do we have when we come out? Anything in particular? Can we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow some more?
No, we're done talking about her.
Oh. Okay. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance, reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Beep, beep, beep. Welcome. breast cancer. Big problem.
Yes. So evidently, this is also out of Australia, this new study.
Mm-hmm.
Australian researchers have discovered that an existing medication could have promise in preventing breast cancer in women carrying a faulty BRCA1 gene. And we all know that most people who have that BRCA1 gene have been having mastectomies and
thanks to Christina, Angelina Jolie.
Christina Applegate also.
Right. Yeah, but if she so Christina Applegate actually developed breast cancer and then had them removed.
Oh, okay.
Angelina Jolie decided to have them removed so that in the hopes of not developing breast cancer. Then she had her ovaries removed, which forced her into early menopause, and now I'm sure that she's a wreck. And we've talked about that on the show. I don't mean to keep banging that drum. This is an example why you got to be very careful about taking any type of scientific advice from Hollywood celebrities, because a lot of them are just, they're taken advantage of by doctors. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. He looks horrible. Have you seen him? The poor guy looks like he's on death's door. And that's because of that stupid vegetarian diet they've had him on for his quote-unquote heart disease. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyway, it says they're excited to discover that precancerous cells could be identified by a marker protein called RANK. And there's a drug that's on the market right now that is used to inhibit RANK L. It's a RANK L inhibitor.
Denosumab.
Okay. And it's on the market for the treatement of osteoporosis.
So it's like a bisphosphonate. And it's one of these drugs that they give women instead of estrogen, which is so dangerous. They give women this drug to keep them from developing osteoporosis. It's a very long-acting drug. I think you get one shot every 6 months, too, I think it is. But here's the interesting thing about it. From a osteoporotic therapeutic point of view, it only works if you get vitamin D and calcium levels in the right place. Why not just take vitamin D and calcium?
Exactly.
And just like a lot of these other bisphosphonates, it carries the risk of actually demineralizing the jawbone, losing teeth in these women. And I have a feeling it probably causes esophageal cancer because it leads to acid reflux, because a lot of the bisphosphonates do that as well.
The most common side effects are joint and muscle pain in the arms and legs. It's used for those with osteoporosis at high risk for fractures,
mm-hmm.
bone loss due to certain medications, and those with bone metastasis.
Right.
What I find interesting is that it causes increased risk of infections and increased risk of atypical hip fractures.
So if you don't have cancer, but you have the BRCA gene, see, and this, I think we talked about this, my friend Joey, his whole family went to be tested for the BRCA gene because his sister was tested and they found out she had it. And she didn't have breast cancer. And the doctors are saying, you know, oh, your daughter's got it and she probably should have a mastectomy. It's like, these people who don't have cancer and have the BRCA gene, there's no guarantee you're going to get cancer. And there's no guarantee that if you get a mastectomy that you still won't get breast cancer. They've already shown that.
And also, too, if they have a mastectomy, it doesn't remove all of the BRCA1 gene.
That's my point. You still could get breast cancer in the remaining tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they're going to start issue. So they're going to get women tested for the BRCA gene. They're going to go, oh, you've got the BRCA gene. You've got the mutation. We want to put you on this drug now, like at 30 years old, and you got to take it for the rest of your life so that you don't get cancer. Well, you may not get cancer without the drug, number one. But more importantly, you're going to end up developing all sorts of other illnesses from this drug. So what? How do doctors justify the trade-off? Okay, you may or may not get breast cancer, but now you're going to get these other diseases instead.
In those with postmenopausal osteoporosis, it decreases the risk of fractures, but increases the risk of infection.
Infection and bone loss to the jaw. For some reason, these long-acting bone mineral modulating drugs, they don't like the jawbone for some reason, because they have beneficial effects on the skeletal system, but they seem to rot the jawbone away.
Well, also, it causes atypical hip fractures.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I wouldn't call this the holy grail.
No, they're calling it because they want to sell this drug to women who have the BRCA marker. That's
right.
Why. And meanwhile, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but Ron Penna and I were texting the other day. So, you know, they've been doing the whole epigenetics thing. They've got this foundation where they're actually working with Cedars-Sinai in California, and they're finding cures for cancer. But they're finding non-drug cures for cancer. Now, we already know about the pet sanctuary where they've been curing dogs of cancer. Well, now there are some humans following the guidelines that they've set forth using a therapeutic ketogenic diet. And one of the guys, I'm not going to talk about it because he's going to be on the show. He had a cancer, a potentially very aggressive cancer. He did hardcore keto, Ron's words, hardcore keto, probably 4 to 1, 4 grams of fat to 1 gram combined protein and carbs. And keep in mind, the keto diet for cancer, you also must be in a caloric deficit. You've got to have a little starvation going on. So if your basal calorie rate for everything is 3,000 calories, you're probably going to have to eat 2,200 calories. You're going to have to eat less than you need because there's metabolic and genetic switches that turn on and off when you're in a calorie deficit that also affect the success of the ketogenic diet affecting cancer outcomes. But after 60 days of hardcore keto, he just Oncoblot tested negative. Now, I said, Ron, let me have him on the show. He says, not yet. We're doing one more Oncoblot to make sure that it wasn't a false negative. And once we have that, he can come on the show. But it's like, there are people out there that and we've been doing the ketogenic diet and cancer series where we've had people come on of breast cancer. We've got colon cancer people coming on now that are going to be talking about their success with the ketogenic diet. I'm sure breast cancer people would be affected positively from this. So this idea that you have to take these drugs that carry all these other risks because that's the only way to deal with cancer is a complete unabashed lie. And in fact, cancer is a metabolic disease and it can be treated metabolically without these drugs. So that's what's going to come out very soon on this show. He also sent me a picture of a guy with a brain tumor. And the tumor from the tumor looks like it was probably about two and a half centimeters, about an inch wide, and about half of that high. And it's virtually indistinguishable after the last scan after being on the keto diet. So there's some exciting stuff coming out for cancer people who don't want the standard of care and they don't want to rot their bodies away with these drugs.
So is that what you would do if you had that diagnosis?
If I was diagnosed with cancer tomorrow morning, I would go hardcore keto immediately. In fact, look, I'm doing it now. Look at me. I'm fasting for 48 hours. I'm taking keto salts. I mean, I would just do this for months.
And that's basically what Andrew Scarborough said, was that he fasted for like 9 days straight.
And just did keto salts. And it's not like as though I'm not suffering. It's not like, oh, my God. I mean, look at me. I come in. I work. I go to the gym. I do all the things that I need to do.
And so you don't seem tired.
No. Look at me. I'm energetic. Mm-hmm. Who would believe that I haven't eaten in almost 48 hours? Most people, if they haven't eaten in 48 hours, they're getting the chills, the sweats. They're ready to pass out. No. No. We've been sold a lie by the medical orthodoxy. It's time to get the truth out there. And I'm working hard to get the truth out. In fact, I'll drop a bomb here. We are launching a brand new podcast. It'll launch probably in 2 weeks, called Beating Brain Cancer. And it's going to be hosted by Phil James and Andrew Scarborough from the UK. It's going to be a once a week half hour show. It's going to focus just on brain cancer. And we're going to do that one. Then we're going to lead with another show for a different type of cancer, because everybody's got different cancers. A person who has brain cancer doesn't want to hear science about prostate cancer or colon cancer. They want to hear the science about brain cancer. So we're actually going to start launching these shows about specific cancers where people can come and quickly get the information that they want. So look forward to Beating Brain Cancer launching in the next couple weeks. I'm going to contribute to this mission as well. All right, what else?
Are we taking a break?
Yes. Okay. How'd you know? All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire
entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. What next, Lisa?
So I want to talk about first a study that just came out about doctors prescribing. It's pharmaceutical industry-sponsored meals associated with higher prescribing rates.
So this is like when the little girl comes into the office and she brings lunch for everybody, right?
Or like if you're at a restaurant and you see the doctors coming in their scrubs and going back to the back room, a lot of times they'll bring in speakers and use a room in a restaurant and invite a whole bunch of doctors.
We just saw that at Mesh, at the restaurant that we like to go to, Mesh. They had they all came in with scrubs. They were all in the room back there. They had somebody up front speaking. They get a really nice meal, right?
Right. It says some argue industry-sponsored meals and payments help facilitate the discussion of novel treatments, but others have raised concern about the potential to influence prescribing patterns. Well, of course
Of course. That's the reason they do it. They don't do these things because they want to educate people on somebody else's product. They want to educate them on their product, and they hope that they sell more of their product.
So physicians who received only a single meal promoted drugs at a higher rate of prescribing those medications than the results suggested. The costlier the meal, that was associated with higher prescribing rates.
Yeah. And so doctors are prescribing things that they shouldn't be because they feel beholden to the rep that paid for their dinner last time. It makes perfect sense. This is not shocking. And that this is why you have to take, when your doctor wants to prescribe a drug, you got to ask him why. Why am I taking this drug? Isn't there another alternative? What?
Oh, I was just thinking about a story you told me, and I don't know if you can talk about it on the air or not.
Well, I'm sure I can. I talk about everything on the air. I don't hold anything back. You know that. I talk about picking my nose on the air.
I know. It was about someone that we know in New York that went to the doctor for ear.
I got to tell the story. It's my daughter. Daughter Taylor is an example. I guess some of my critical thinking rubbed off on her. So she had an ear infection recently. She went to the doctors. They prescribed an antibiotic, and they prescribed some prednisone. So it got worse. She went back to the same doctor. The doctor said, oh, it's not an inner ear. It's an outer ear infection. We're going to prescribe these eardrops for you instead. This will get rid of it. So with that, she goes home. She starts using the eardrops. Of course, she stops taking the prednisone because that's not going to help her. And she stops taking the antibiotic. She goes back to the doctor for the third visit because make sure that it's all doing good. And he goes, your ear looks a lot better. Keep taking the prednisone. She says, I stopped taking the prednisone the day I came in here, and you told me that it wouldn't do anything for me. He goes, well, no, keep taking it anyway. She said, why? He said, because you already started taking it. She said, but it's not going to help me. He goes, I know, but you already started taking it. She said, well, I already stopped taking it, and she left. And I said, I'm so proud of you, Taylor. Think of the idiocy of this. I prescribe prednisone for you. Then I tell you it's not going to help the situation, but take it anyway. What the hell? This is a doctor?
And then she asked him to tell her why he wanted her to continue.
Yeah, he said, because you already started taking it. That was his logic. Well, you already started taking it. She said, well, is it like something like if I don't keep taking it, I'll develop a relapse? He says, no, but you already started taking it. It's not going to help. Why take it? That's the idiocy that we deal with by average. There are a lot of good doctors out there. Don't get me wrong. We know a lot of them. They actually listen to the show.
Right.
But there are a lot of stupid doctors out there. So if you're not asking the right questions, be prepared to be taking drugs you don't need. So.
Okay. So another study that just came out, researchers at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine and University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, reported that 1 in 3 AFib patients are at immediate to high risk for stroke are treated with aspirin alone.
Right.
Despite previous data showing that this therapy is inferior to blood thinners.
There's lots of ways to reduce the viscosity of blood. Aspirin, ginger, fish oil, curcumin, white willow bark. There's all and using a combination. So you don't have to just go, oh, well, I'm just going to take aspirin. You could take aspirin and fish oil. This will reduce the viscosity of blood. The problem is the doctors will tell you no studies have been done on fish oil's efficacy in reducing clotting. So they're hesitant to recommend it. There's plenty of studies that show that the drugs that are very, very popular, Coumadin and warfarin, and Coumadin is the same thing they put in rat poison, by the way, are very effective in thinning the blood. But those drugs also are very effective in robbing people of their lives. What they do to the blood translates to organs. These people thought, if you bruise easy on the outside, you're having problems on the inside too. People who take warfarin, you can tell them, you'll see somebody, they've got a bunch of big black and blues on their arm, and they don't go away. That happens on the inside of the body too. It's not just happening on the outside of the body. These people are at high risk of bleeding out, but more importantly, compartmentalized blood is seeping into other tissue. This is very, very dangerous. It's very unhealthy. There is also links to a lot of other diseases progression when you're on these blood thinners. So of course the blood thinner industry doesn't want people taking aspirin for $6 a bottle at Kroger's. They want them taking Coumadin and warfarin.
It's just so frustrating.
So, you know, the discussion I had with the cardiologist when I had to go for my surgery, she says, you have a mild atrial fib. You really need to get on a blood thinner. I said, I take fish oil. I take curcumin. I actually have my blood viscosity and D-dimer tested every time I go for my blood test. My D-dimer is down low. I'm not at risk for a thrombotic event. And she looked at me and she goes, I would still take Coumadin if I was you. And I felt like saying, well, you're not me. So then I said to her, let me ask you a question. Don't birth control pills increase the risk of blood clotting for women? And she looked at me and she said, yes. I says, do you recommend Coumadin for young women who are on birth control pills? And she said, I don't know the answer to that. She got real huffy. Like, in other words, so women take birth control pills and they have a higher risk of thrombotic event, blood clotting, than women who don't. Do you prescribe Coumadin for them or just for people that you want to give them to for atrial fib? Like, if you're going to treat increased thrombotic events, treat them all. Don't be selective in which ones you want to treat. Because let's face it, women wouldn't take Coumadin with a birth control pill if they had to. So they figure, well, we're just going to leave that group alone, let them get blood clots. It's just nonsense. But there's lots of ways to reduce the thrombotic index of blood besides these horrible, horrible rat poison. These drugs were rat poison before they became therapeutic drugs. Just keep that in mind.
It's shocking to me the things that they prescribe to put in our bodies.
They
it's
don't
shocking.
Care. No one cares anymore with it. People die from polypharmacy. It was 800,000 people a year. This was in 2012, I think. This was from the CDC. Over 800,000 people a year die from taking prescribed drugs the way they were prescribed. People die from something called polypharmacy. Taking 6 or 7, 8 drugs, they interact in ways that no one ever thought, and these people stroke, they die, they have heart attacks, their kidneys rot away, their livers rot away. It's madness today. If you give yourself up to the medical orthodoxy, kiss the quality of your life goodbye now.
It's awful.
Sad. It's sad. Because there's a large number of people out there who believe everything their doctor says. So.
Okay, so there's another study that came out Wednesday. It was published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology that being physically unfit is more damaging to living a long life than everything except smoking.
Yeah. Inactivity, which is part of the whole physically fit phenomenon. I mean, you know, but you don't have, you know, doctors, we did that show. Remember we had a show where we did Why Aren't Doctors Talking to Their Obese Patients About Losing Weight?
So this is shocking. The CDC found 80% of Americans don't meet federal recommendations for aerobic strength.
Yeah. Well, think about all the people who died because they were not capable of running down the stairs in the Twin Towers.
I know.
So many people just gave up and sat down and gave their lives away because they did not have the aerobic capacity to carry themselves downstairs, not upstairs, downstairs. To me, that's shocking. That's like, oh my God, I would lay down on my side and roll down the flipping stairs if I had to.
The study found being out of shape was even bigger risk than high blood pressure or cholesterol.
And it leads to both of those problems as well. Yeah, it's really sad. But that's why we talk about physical culture on this show. And you know what? That's one of the big differences about my show and a lot of the other health shows, some of them led by doctors. They do not put enough credit in the importance of muscle mass, the importance of strength, and the importance of physical culture and how that leads to not only lifespan but health span. You exercise and you're going to mitigate a lot of the bad things that happen in disease states as opposed to just sitting still and giving into it. So that's it, I think, huh?
I think so.
That was a great show, and we really took it right down to the wire. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody for listening this week. We've got lots of great shows planned for next week. Thanks to Elisa Profumo. She gets all the guests. I just sit here and ask them questions. We are an amazing team, aren't we?
We are.
And we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The category killer is back.